resolution passes 5-7. That is in our ballot.
So we'll everyone make sure we do the sukkah. Davar be'ita. We come to the sugya of Chamorish or Pinchas ben Yoir, because the Gemara has on Hayyamid Beis, the Gemara has it Rabbi Asi was eating in Rav Nachman Bei Yitzchak, that they ate Mishchitas Kusi. And Rabbi Zeira brought a raya, Toshma, the Omer of Nachman Yitzchak, Omer of Asi, and Ni Reisi, as Rav Yechanan, Sheochal Mishchitas Kusi. Va'af Rav Asi, Ochal Mishchitas Kusi. Va'tohi Bor Vizera. And based on the fact that they were eating, we were trying to figure out and whether the Gezera of Bar Kappa, of Gamil Beis Dino, was Mukubal or not. Gemara, and what are the two possibilities? Either that they were unaware and it was Mukubal, or they were aware and it wasn't Mukubal. Alright? Now, when you think about the Gemara, parenthetically, when it comes to looking at a Maaseh Rav, so the Gemara usually tells us when we're using a Maaseh Rav to determine a halacha, who told us the Maaseh Rav? Because as we all know, there are many stories about Gedolei Yisrael, and that sometimes people want to invoke in order to figure out Piskei Halacha. So you always have to know who the messenger is. If the Gemara says he has to be a Gavra Rabba, because a Gavra Rabba will figure out whether there could be nuances in the Masa, which would then impact how you'll apply it. Here we have the Gedolei Yisrael are watching other Gedolei Yisrael, right? So here we know we have a good. They did their research. They did the due diligence. It was really a kuti. There was really a shechita. There was a behema. They were really eating, and then the two possibilities are either that they were unaware of the halacha, and it was mukubal, or that the halacha was that the halacha wasn't that it wasn't mukubal. So the Gemara says that it must be hashta behemton shel tzaddikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi ta'kol yodon tzaddikin atzmon lekol shechein v'yaveisolkedaitach lekivla minei lishnalei kan b'Yisrael. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Isal gadaitach loy shemilu, v'yavi shemilu havi mekabalei, heichi mistaya milsa, lemecha lisura. If we were to imagine that they were unaware, but the halacha was it was mekubal, can't be, because that means they'd be eating Iser, because Baruch Hu wouldn't let them eat a davar aser, right? Even a davar aser midirabonim. And the Gemara then goes on to say, "V'e salke daitach lekibla minei lishnalei." Then we'd have to be miyashim in a different way. But one thing which is not tenable is to say that there was halacha, and Rav Asi and Rav Yechanan ate a dover oser, even though it would be a dover oser b'shoyeg. What's the raya? Because even a behema, whatever behema does, is b'shoigeg, less than b'shoigeg, right? So if the behema is not going, if the behema of a tzaddik is not going to davar aser, so then a Kadosh Baruch Hu would not let a tzaddik eat a davar aser. When the years ago, when the question came up in the metropolitan area of whether we have to worry about certain bugs in New York City water, so one of the issues that was raised is this svara. There are many, many Gedolei Yisrael who drank New York water before the Kupa ponds, before anybody was aware that there were Kupa ponds in the water. Right? So that was one of the nimukim in the conversation with that. Could it hayitachin that it could be because the Kubba Baz wasn't a Dover Chodesh, it's just that we became aware of them. So that was a discussion whether that was should be brought as a raya, or whether there's so many details in how the Kubba Baz could or could not make it through. In other words, if you could have one building because of the structure of the piping, the Kubba Baz got caught in some elbow or something. Or depending on where the water was drawn from the top of the water holder, or drawn from the water at the bottom of the water holder. So that was one of the counter arguments. In a righteous building, could be the righteous building, the water was drawn from a different spot. Could be that in a Hankins building, there was a certain elbow that would catch the. The conversation wasn't just leitzanus, because the Gemara brings it as a raya. Now, where does this Gemara come from? That's also our sugya. Sugya is really a daf zayin amud aleph. But because it's this week's parsha in the Medrash, so I thought we should look at it now. So, in zayin amud aleph, the Gemara tells the story that. Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer is the Baal Nemra of the 10 Shlavim of Aliyah that the entire Mesillas Yeshurim is based upon. So, Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer is the person that went, he was going for the two parts of the story. One part of the story, he was going to be po de shvuyim. So one part of the story was that they came to a river, and the Pinchas ben Yair, the behema, the chamor, got the water to split. That's the first part of the story. And then the second part of the story is, you know, it wasn't stama, another regular behema. So then when they got to where they were going, so then their host, the very last line of Zayin Aleph, gave them barley, and the chamor would not eat it. The top of Ches Zayin Beis, then the host thought maybe it was a finicky chamor, so he ground it down even better. Still wouldn't eat it. So then Rav Pinchas ben Yair asked the hostess, maybe you didn't give Trumas and Maisras. I gave Trumas and Maisras. So maybe you didn't give. He didn't take off in order to be mati in the Easter during the Demai. I said, we don't do that. So give, take off from that, and then the animal ate the barley. The Medrash this week has the same story a little bit more with more details. Rav Huna Bir Yisholev. Before we do the Medrash, what we're going to focus on. Chamarte de Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. Yovin lo sari de tivli. What happened was, here the Gemara tells a little bit more of a harchava, that the robbers stole the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, and they made it work, and the animal would not eat. First day, second day, leitam v'lemide. Nosvu l'stoy. And they made it work for three leitam v'kulum. So the robber said, we're going to get in trouble. We're going to end up having a dead animal in hands. How are we going to get rid of a dead animal? Seifa Maisa, it's going to end up dying. V'tisre marto leinu. And then we're going to have, our whole place is going to start smelling with a dead animal. So this is not a good, not a good theft. Nope. So he'll give it back. Dimsa, let's send the animal back to the owner. Okay. Sholchuva also bevesa demora. So they send it back, he finds his way back. Now, the animal hadn't eaten in 3 days. Pinchas ben Yoyer knew his animal would not eat by Ganavim. The whole place is full of theft. It's not going to eat. So
came under also nokas v'chokim kala, as when the animal came, and as soon as the animal was free and got to, and was able to eat non solon saf, then it began to bellow like a donkey does. So pischul oisa, so the rabbinical didn't have food for it. So they went la osa aniya. And this said to this poor woman, I have an animal, I haven't eaten in 3 days, can you give him something to eat? So that's where our Gemara picks up. So he gave barley, wouldn't eat it. So then Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, did you give trumas and maestras? He said, yeah. Same, how about demai? He says, no, we don't give demai, not mechuyev. So Alfin Rebbe, the Ker Zera, Rebbe taught us you have to do it. So he says, after my donkey is machmir and will not have a chashash demai either. All right. So they gave trumas and maestras from demai, and the animal ate it. This Gemara, this Medrash, is coming on the heels of the Medrash that Rashi quotes. That when Eliezer brought the animals to the house of Lavan, vayomer isha baisa, vayifatach hagemalim, vayitein teven umispoy lagemalim, umaim lechotzu legolim, ragli anoshim misher ito. Ramban makes a point that this is a switch of pronouns. He says, and you'll find it in other places in Chumash. Vayifatach hagemalim is not the same person as Vayitein Teven Umispo. So now, what's Vayifatach hagemalim? So Rashi says that Vayifatach hagemalim means that all the gemalim were muzzled because Avram wanted to make sure that the animals would not eat what they're not supposed to eat. So now that they came to a place without to eat, Shepasach Musrei Tzavarim. That's his pshat. Rashi, because of Hiter Zamam Shalem, Shayusoyisem PM, Shalayiru B'soyisach Erem. And that comes from the Bresha that we just learned. That even that the Gemalim, that Avraham Avinu was concerned about that his animals shouldn't steal. So the Medrash asks, the Ramban quotes, the Medrash just before what we just read now, why should that be? Why was Avraham worried about the Gemalim shel Avraham Avinu done in Lachamash Avinu from New York? Why should Avraham Avinu have to worry about it? Avraham Avinu wasn't like, Pinchas ben Yair didn't worry about his animal stealing. They could be by a thief for 3 days. They didn't eat anything. So Avraham Avinu, why did you have to muzzle the animals? So I'm not going to eat anything that's stolen. Vizu she'ela listar pituach hazomeh. So now there's a machlokes in Hadalim Shat in the Medrash. Is this a sustained kasha or not a sustained kasha? In other words, Rashi learned that Avraham Avinu muzzled his gemalim. So the Gemara, so the Medrash says, Hayitochein, Pinchas ben Yoi, Paskin Allah is based on the Gemalim of Tzaddikim. It's a fact. So it's a fact. Why is Avraham Avinu nervous about it? So the Mefarshei Medrash, they are Miyashim it. The Perush and Rashi is also Miyashim it. I think Rabbi Shevel even quotes the different answers. One answer is that it was that ain't Seimich al Anes. That's one answer. And Rabbi Pinchas wasn't Seimich al Anes. His animal was very careful. But to take your animal and have it go by various fields and not have them graze, that'd be Seimich al Anes. Or
Probably should. The Re'em is another Teretz. That it was so common. Is the what pasuk is it? Find in there. Perek Chof Dalim. What pasuk is it? Pasuk Lamed Beis. Yeah, the Rebbe Mizrachi, the Shchicha Zeka, that something which is very, very common, it's the same idea. It's very common, so he can't, then you have to prevent it from happening. Maybe it would be a pshia to be samech, that wouldn't happen. However, Ramban says, no, this kasha is a sustained kasha. In other words, the midrashim, we're not supposed to answer the kasha. And therefore, ki ef shar she chasidus be beis shem hoz yoyer, godel yoyisem be beis shem hoz yoyer. And then the Medrash tells the story of the Pinchas ben Yair's animals would not benefit from Gezel. So that's why the Ramban says that Meyifatach HaGemalim means that they took off the yoke, took off the, when they would bring the Gemalim, they would tie them all together. Shaholchim Chagurim, B'moshev HaMerkov V'shar Aleihem. So he just means he made them more comfortable. He's afraid of the Yitzhar Malachai. So Machloikis between Rashi and the Ramban, whether the Kasha is a sustained Kasha or not. But both Rashi and the Ramban accept the Medrash, Kipshutoi, that Avraham Avinu, it would be reasonable for Avraham Avinu to say, my chamorim are not going to knock on his door. The question is, if it's a sustained event, is it right to be semech al anes? So Tosfos's kasha is that we find that Gedolim Kadosh Baruch Hu did not always prevent the amayrom, the tanoim, from doing yisurim. There's like a collection of the flaws of the. Not so bad. We can only count a few Gemaras that tell us the Averis, only 5-6 Averis in all of Shas. That's pretty good. It's over 100 years. So, Tema, we find Yehuda ben Tabai made a mistake. And there was an Eid Zoymeim, and he apparently was unaware of the din of Kasher, Zamla Kasher Os, and he ends up killing an Eid Zoymeim. The Gemara says that when Yehuda ben Tabai went to the kever, the call came out and said that this person was chayiv mis anyways. He didn't really kill him. Because chayiv mis, it's a summer miyashev, that it's not such a good kasha. And achanami, if the person would not have been chayiv misa, Kadosh Baruch Hu would have intervened. Rabbi Shmuel should karav eat the berakam of the Shabbos. Shmuel's din. What happened there? The Gemara says that Chazal made a takana we shouldn't read very close to a lamp. Why? Shema Yate. Rabbi Shmuel says, I'll be careful. Gemara says that you see that even Rabbi Shmuel can make a mistake. If Chazal make a takana, you listen to the takana. I didn't see this, but L'chaira, that's not such a good kasha. Because there, Rabbi Shmuel was testing the Hashgacha, so to speak. Rabbi Shmuel, you know, Tais is assuming that Kadosh Baruch Hu would protect Rabbi Yishmael even when he sort of was testing himself. It took on, he was questioning the nature of a din de Rabbanan. So again, I didn't see this in the Sfarim, but L'chara, that you could,
strange that Tesu would ask the kasha from Yishmael. Gemara is the same as a story in Avodah Zarah about Bruya, Eishes Reb Meir. Now, one of the Talmidim of Reb Meir was Misyaher, that he didn't need the Suyagim. So Bruya, Eishes Reb Meir, tested the Talmud. According to the Rishonim, said Bria made sure that it didn't get to where it could have gone. The Pashta says, I mean, you read the Gemara, that it did go too far. V'aymiri, so Tosfos is Teretz, in order to be Miyasha, right? Yeah. The Kasha is the following. Our Gemara is willing to task in halacha based on the principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow Pinchas ben Yair to be nechshal. Right? So it's not just happens some of the time, most of the time, it's an observation, Gemara is willing to paskin based on it. That's why the kasha is being asked right now. And according to Ramban, the kasha is such a strong kasha, we have to learn a different pshat in the Pasuk of Chumash. It couldn't be machlekes, whether the medrash, whether the pshat in Vayifatach stands or not. So Tosfos says, if it's such a strong yesod, if we are so sure of it that you can pass in a shal, we're going to figure out exactly whether the takana of Rabbi Gamliel was mekubal or not. So then we have to be able to miyashiv every single story. I may read the davke b'midi de'achila, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu may be takola al yodon sheganayu letzadik she'oichel dover iser. So the answer is it's only ingesting ma'acholei sasuris. The Ramban's kasha is, what's Ramban's kasha? Ramban's kasha is that in this week's parsha, the chamor of Pinchas is true in the second story. It didn't eat the barley that had not been Meiser. But what was the first story? How did we get to the story? Vayifatach. What was Olkasha? There's Iser of Gezel. So is it Iser of Gezel Ma'acholei Sasuris? Was that?
Gezel from eating.
So it's still through She'oichel Domer Iser. Ulesvorm de Garsi. And then, hold on. Gave, what are we going to do with the mistake that was made by kashering the yichus of an eved, and he's able to be a kohen? All right. Also, they're going to end up eating isur. It'll end up eating, leading to isur. Or it could be that there, the tzaddik himself, there was an Iser lifna Iver. But then Tosfos says, but we do have two halachas. One is where Rav Asi ate before Abdullah. So, isn't that an Iser Achila? So, why didn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu stop him from eating before Abdullah? So Tosfos says, how's that different? Hosam achilas heter hu shlei ochal b'shas asura. Right? Tosfos says that Tzvi's answer is not good. It's not stam achila. Right? It's not an iser achila. So what's the chiluk between the iser of eating, let's say, tevel, and the Iser of eating, or the Iser of eating, our case, Shchitas Kuti, or the Iser of eating, Pishas Asur? What's the Chiluk Tosfos wants to bring? So that's how most Achrayim discuss it. That what Tosfos is pointing out is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the Chamorei Shel Pinchas Ben Yair and every Tzaddik from having an Iser Chavtza. Ubrachus Rabba our parsha. Rabbi the shadow of Zer called the Piribain is Achel Piribitavlayu. So then we have to Machadish that something that, which the tevel is food that has not yet been meisir from. What about the Iser Gezel now? So now we're coming back to the Rabban's Kasha. Is it Iser Gezel, Iser Chefza, Iser Gavra? So that's what Chanan Wasserman's Ha'or over here. Chanan Wasserman says that the Machlekes Rashi Ramban is whether, how do you look at the Iser of Gezel? Halacha is that if Reuven steals something, I cannot be nana from what he stole. Why? Because it's machzik le'aveira. So do we look at the Iser of Gezel as the item itself is a perfectly good item? It so happens that Reuven did a terrible Iser, and if I eat it, I'm mechazek his Iser. That's how Rashi would look at it. But the Ramban says, no, once something is stolen, it becomes an Iser Chefza. You cannot use this item for a lulav gozel. The item becomes different din. So Rav Chanan Wasserman says, that's the Nechudas HaMachlekes between Rashi and the Ramban in this week's parasha. How do you look at stolen goods as tainted, as if there's an Iser which identifies the object, or the object is a kosher, it was achieved in an inappropriate way, and we cannot support theft. So that's that seems to be the mahalach of the net. This mahalach is heavily questioned because it leads to another very big chiddush, and that is that in our sugya, are we talking about Iser Deiraisa, Iser Derabanan?
Iser
Derabanan. Demai, Iser Deiraisa, Iser Derabanan. So it's a mukubal in the yeshivas because of Ritva in the Dorim that Iser Derabanan are not Iser Chefza. Iser Derabanan are Iser Gavra. Beir Adover. A Kodesh Baruch Hu has the ability to label something, part of his Briya, as being. A Kodesh Baruch Hu can label and say this item has a different identity than other items. Because Baruch Hu can say that an animal that was, it's an avela, so it is identified different than any other animal. However, Isuri Gavra, Isuri Drabbanan, and not that Chazal are saying that this item is different in its very being. Chazal is saying, we the rabbis have the chiyuv of making suyogim and takonis. And you're mechuyev to listen to us rabbis. Because of poskim chumash. And if I violate then isa the rabbanon, I'm in violation of not listening to rabbanon properly. That's an isa gavra, not isa chefs. That's a ritzvah and hilchas nedarim. That all isur the rabbanon are isurei gavra. So this Gemara would seem to advocate otherwise. What is it, Daniel, you're going to say?
Doesn't it depend on how you look at the Takana of the Rabbanan? Meaning Rabbi Gamliel and his days when they made the Takana, they weren't really making a... Couldn't you say that they weren't making a Gzeira? They were really just saying, now Kusim have the din of Ote Kuchavim.
Yeah.
Which then makes it Nisra Raisa.
Whoa. But they are... Gary Emes.
Uh-huh.
No? So say...
I mean, the Mahalach would just be that they're, that by saying that now they're considered, oh, they have Odezara, and then they have a Deoraisa status. So even the Shechit is the same as eating, I don't know, mostly based on the fact that the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, that it's Kamo Elilu, like who said nowadays are Kamo Elilu.
Right.
So then,
right.
Mistama from that, you would say that they are mamish like, oh, they have Odezara, also the Rambam. So if their mom is like Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Rabbanan aren't saying that we shouldn't even be less something, but no, nowadays Kusin are mamish Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and it's a Doraisa status, and it can attain Chasta Shel Iser.
So, L'chor, that will depend on what we looked at yesterday. Whether when Rav Gamliel's din
was it that he was choshesh lemi'uta, right? Or was he choshesh that we don't accept the idea that a stam kuti is careful in the mitzvahs of even mitzvahs that are Torah Sheval Peh, that he was not, that they were Makabel. Uh-huh. Right? So if you learn that Rabbi Gamliel did not really change the status of the Kuti, but he was Chosh Lemi'uta, so then Lechart and Yisr Gavra. But if you say that, like the Rashba says, that Rabbi Gamliel uncovered that Stam Kuti, there was a Hisdardurus, and Stam Kuti now wasn't careful in Mitzvah Shechita, then Chazal would just be Megala to us that Kuti's meat is a treif. So that Lechaira, we could explain that the Ri would hold like the Rashba, and that the Isurei Kuti are Isurei Hefta. We could probably link a Machlekes Rashi Ramban, that just like Rashi sees that the Kasha from Pinchas Ben Yor to Avraham Avinu is not a Kasha, and the Ramban sees it as a Kasha, it could be that that would be linked with how they understand this, the Rav Pinchas Ben Gamliel. But let's focus right now on Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, just to finish up this particular sugya. So we're focusing now on this din that the Gemara says that we can be soimech that Kadosh Baruch Hu will not allow the tzaddikei Yisrael to be nechshal. How do we know this? Because even the animals of the Tzaddikei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protected. In other words, Pinchas Ben Yair's behema, we're saying, was not conditioned not to know whether it was Gezel or whether it was Tevel or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to allow the behema of a Tzaddik to be Nechshal. So certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow the Tzaddik to be Nechshal. Okay, so now we're saying, well, we do find the Tzaddikim were Nechshal. So the Ri's answer is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will not allow a tzaddik to be nishal in macholes asuris, and he won't even allow the behemoth to be nishal in macholes asuris. Good? Okay. Then Taisva says, but it can't be that it's the Isra Achila per se, because we have examples of a tzaddik eating before Abdullah. He made a mistake and ate before Abdullah. Is that an Isra Achila? But it's not, but not an Isra Cheftza. So now we have that the principle that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect tzaddikim from not being nechshal is only by ingesting Isra Achila. And the Ramban will have to explain to us that the Isra of Gezel is also an Isra of, is like an Isra Cheftza. Okay. What do you do with Rabbanon? So we'll have to be miyash, if it belongs to what Daniel said, that Davke, the Shechitas Kuti, is an Isra Cheftza, and we come to the mile up to have a similar miyash. Good. Question now is, how do you understand this mahalach altogether? What would be the Hezra Dover? That it should be, that it's Davke and Isra Cheftza, and the Rabban and Dav Zayin, and the Rabban Arsugye, is Marech to against this Tosus. But how do you understand Bechlal? What would be the significance of making this distinction between an Isra Cheftza and Lechaira? If there is a principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting Tzaddikim from Averis, fine. So that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a Tzaddik to be Nechshal. So why would a Davka, a tzaddik shouldn't be nechshal in an Isra Cheftza and an Isra Achila Cheftza? Nope, what would you say?
You said that perhaps it's an Isra Gavra, so then
it's on you to know what's usher to you. It's not inherent in the item. You should know what's usher to you. It's going to be usher to him. So therefore, you should have your own.
You should have
your own das and understanding of what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. Hashem's not going to protect you on that. Hashem's going to protect you from falling into a situation where, like, I didn't know if this was a kosher piece of meat or not kosher piece of meat. I didn't know if this was a piece of tamai or not a piece of tamai. So that's why it's our task to be protected from this or that.
Is that true for all of the... Is that true for all of these? You're saying that an Iser Chetz inherently is a Pshia. No, an Iser Gavir is inherently a Pshia. An Iser Chetz... I don't think that was the case of the... It says, V'ishtle v'tom kwenim avdola. And if you hold...
I don't have the Ron in front of me. Didn't the Ron have language like that?
The what?
Didn't the Pesha Ron have language like that? But specifically the Pesha of...
So the
cases of Pesha, that's how much I'm not going
to... Right, but the Ron wasn't... It was arguing on Tosfos. He wasn't justifying Tosfos as Mahalach. Right? They Ron and the Ramban, so they don't accept Tosfos as Mahalach. And they are machalik between the different cases that in certain cases Kadosh Baruch Hu is b'derosh ha'odner meshleches messiah, but that's not a foolproof din. The only time there's and the Ramban in the end doesn't have a sort of a get or a dub exactly when we're going to say this din.
There's something more. There's something inherently wrong, inherently worse with the chefs of Machalos or Suros, as opposed to just generally Hashem protecting tzaddikim from sin. Whether it's that when somebody eats like Machalos or Suros, I'll say that you're eating like treif meat, that it's like metam tamis alev, that you're in a sense like sustaining yourself off of the iser. That it's not just Hashem stam protecting tzaddikim from all haveros. Generally, rather there is specifically by Machalos or Suros the reason why it's worse than just
another
general sin.
So that's the mahalach of the Rebbe Akiva Eiger and the Netziv. The Netziv says that the Iser, that Kadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim from something which is matam tam alev. In other words, if there is, and that's macholes asuros, that in Iser Chefza, there is another quality to them. And that is that they are physiologically harmful. That was a sugi that we're gonna come up in the next few dafim. That so it's a concept that is hard for us to appreciate. Nevertheless, you see from we'll be coming up to a sugya that indicates that it's that we take this into account every so often. That if something is also mitamtem alev, then there's discussions of whether something is botel beroiv. Is it still mitamtem alev? Is chatzeshir mitamtem alev? That's the upcoming sugyas. But the concept that a dover osir can have a physiological impact, so that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Of course, every tzaddik has bechira. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to stop a tzaddik from, because what makes him a tzaddik is he has bechira. But what a Kadosh Baruch Hu will intervene is when it comes to a tzaddik, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help him maintain his tzidkus by not allowing timtum alev. Timtum alev, I shouldn't say, it's not really, it's not physiological. Timtum alev means a diminishing of one's ruchnius. It's phrased in a physiological way. I said before, not correct. Not physiological. It's presented physiologically as if it's like a stima, as if it blocks, but it's really a spiritual diminishing. That certain averas have an impact on a person in terms of because we did something wrong, because we were nichshal,
because we made a bad decision. So obviously, if I make a bad decision and I'm nichshal, then I'm going to be, I'm going to have to build myself back up in terms of my ruchnius. But then there are certain averas which apparently are related to things that are treif in and of themselves, where the diminishing of the ruchnius is not a cognitive one. It's not that I was nichshel and I did a merid against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's more than that. So Kivager says, and Netziv says, that's what the distinguishes Pinchas ben Yair's this halacha. Kivager says, but that doesn't really explain why the behema, after whoever the behema. So the Kivager's approach is, and Kivager predated the Netziv, is that something which is going to help the, I'm using my words to explain Ricky Vega, something is going to help the Avodas Hashem of a tzaddik, so that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is meineya him from having. In other words, if my animal, if a tzaddik's animal gets its koyach from Easter, that means that tzaddik, his riding the animal, is going to be now impacted by Easter. If Rabbi Yishmael turns the light on, so his avodas Hashem now is not, we don't see the avodas Hashem as being impacted by that particular light. But if Rabbi Asi and Yechanan are going to eat from Shechitas Kuti, so that means they're chiyus now. The nutrition is from Easter. So that taints their avodas Hashem going further. So if the Easter is that he ate before Abdullah, so we don't see that he was going to eat it now or later on. So we don't see as if his avodas Hashem, his nutrition now is comes from Easter. So Rabbi Kivager's approach is that when the Easter becomes a contributor to the tzaddik, that's his lashon. So that's when, so it's not really a question of Easter Chesed, Easter Gavra. That helps us walk back that understanding of the Ri. It helps us understand the medrash of this week's parsha, Gezel. If the animal be the beneficiary of Gezel, so now if Pinchas ben Yair rides his animal, it'll be, the animal can do what it can do because it benefits from theft. So that's where a Kodesh Baruch Hu will intervene so that there shouldn't be a Chil Hashem. So now, again, just to summarize, we have our sugya, it's a sugya which points out to us that the principle of tzaddikim atzman lekol shechem is taken so seriously that we can be kaveh halacha based on it. So that's what says Taisus. Now you have to really understand this. Taisus points out inconsistencies. The Taisus comes to the conclusion that it's referring to isuri achila, very hard to understand, and that it is referring to Isuri Achila, and specifically Isuri Achila, which are when the food itself is Osir, rather than the situation in which I'm eating it makes it Osir. Okay, now, what is it? What is he really, and the Ramban says, and other situations where Kodesh Baruch Hu protects, it's not like that's a different principle. But the principle on which we're kaveya halacha is only isuri achila, and isuri achila where it's the food that became osur, not the timing of the isur. So that led a whole mahalach in the svarim, starting that it's davke isuri chevtza, and then that led to a whole discussion. There's a sefer where you can see all of this. It's called Chavetzelis HaSharon. Chavetzelis HaSharon is a became popular a few years ago. It was a very big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. I think Mordechai Kalbach, very big Talmud Chacham, and he has very elaborate discussions of halachic inyanim, parsha by parsha. So he has several pages on this issue. So there you can see the idea of that it's davka and iser chevtze, and that helps generate the nitziv that says it's davka timtum alev, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to protect a tzaddik from having a diminishing of his ruchnistic life. Okay, that's the mahalach. The Ramban finds the mahalach to be very unsatisfying. Why should we make these distinctions? The Achronim that are quoting the Chavetz Chaim, you'll see that he says, but then it opens up the whole issue that Yisuri Derbanan are Yisuri Gavra, and our Gemara is from the Yisuri Derbanan. The Mekiva Eger's approach doesn't focus on the Yisur Chavetza. It does not focus on the Timtum Alev. The Mekiva Eger's approach is that if it will be viewed that this tzaddik is now that part of his future accomplishments, those are my words, are going to be contributed to by Iser, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddik from that kind of a chil Hashem. So if the tzaddik makes a temporary lapse and eats something he shouldn't eat, all right, so then we're not going to view the tzaddik as that his Malaba Malka came from Easter. That the fact that he could learn all night Mitzvah Shabbos because he ate before. No, he could have eaten before. He could even after. On the other hand, if we see that the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair, has eaten gazel for 3 days straight, so then we'll see that Pinchas Ben Yair is able to ride his donkey because of gazel. So it will color the accomplishments of Pinchas Ben Yair. If he has, if sits down and has a meal of Shechitas Kuti, if he has a freezer full of Shechitas Kuti, so then his Avodas Hashem for this week is because of the Shechitas Kuti. So the Rebbe Kivegar says that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was indicated to us that he will not, that he will protect the tzaddik from that kind of Mechil Hashem. So those are the two major mahalchim. And I think it helps us walk back using the distinction between Sechevsi and Sagavra, which then becomes very, very very difficult to maintain that distinction through all the sugyas. Okay.